This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine. Ukrainian officials never acknowledged responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. Israeli military airstrikes hit camps in central Gaza as the Biden administration approves new weapon sales to Israel. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapon sale to Israel. The weapon sale comes despite persistent international ceasefire calls over mounting civilian deaths and mass displacement in the enclave. Israel says it's determined to pursue its unprecedented air and ground offensive until it has dismantled Hamas. The United States has shielded Israel diplomatically and has continued to supply it with weapons. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas, a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Shamas.
The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their, quote, reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview on Saturday that more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Guardian was announced just 10 days ago. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. An often testy debate for the candidates running for president in Taiwan. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more on this.
Taiwan's sovereignty and independence belong to its people. That's what the presidential frontrunner said on Saturday in a debate with the other two candidates. Vice President Lai Ching-te, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's presidential candidate, reiterated that he was open to talks with China. He added that Taiwan and China are not subordinate to each other. Lai has generally been leading opinion polls by around 5 points, but some have put his main challenger, Hou Youyi of Taiwan's largest opposition party, the Kuomintang, much closer behind. Hou accused Lai of smearing him with accusations of being pro-China.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Festive travel plans for hundreds of people have been wrecked after Eurostar canceled train services to and from London because a tunnel under the River Thames became flooded. Travelers trying to get across the English Channel were stranded at London's St. Pancras International Station and the Gare du Nord station in Paris. Eurostar, which runs services from London to Paris, Brussels, and Amsterdam, said it would be running no high-speed train services throughout Saturday because of the flooding. The UK has been battered by strong gusty winds and heavy rain brought by Storm Garrett throughout the festive period. U.S. prosecutors dropped plans for a second trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports he could have faced six charges, including campaign finance violations and conspiracy to commit bribery.
Those six charges were severed from his first trial. That's because the Bahamas, where FTX was based, had not approved them as part of Bankman-Fried's extradition to the U.S. in December 2022. The 31-year-old former billionaire's sentencing on March 28th will likely include orders of forfeiture and restitution for victims of his crimes. His verdict came nearly a year after FTX filed for bankruptcy, erasing his once $26 billion fortune in one of the fastest collapses of a major participant in U.S. financial markets.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. U.S. officials are seizing more shipments of unauthorized electronic cigarettes, but industry data shows thousands of new flavored products continue pouring into the country from China. The rise in new products continues despite a record number of vaping shipments seized at U.S. ports in recent months. The figures underscore the chaotic state of the nation's $7 billion vaping market. They also raise questions about how to stop the flow of fruit-flavored disposable e-cigarettes used by 1 in 10 American teens and adolescents. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.